Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If you'll find your seats, please. I want to welcome everybody who is at this breakfast. This is really a pleasure, and I'm hoping that we can decide on how we're going to get the membership to help this organization. I don't read from text, so a lot of what I'm saying is out of my head. But I've had enough time to think about what I want to say and what I need to say. And I think what I saw last night at the credentials meeting kind of bears fruit as to what I was thinking about. My concern is that when I come to a convention, and I've come to a lot of them, I'm beginning to see a trend, and that trend is that chapters are disappearing, unfortunately. And we've got to figure out a way to mitigate that. We have to stop this. And so Artis Basin, who was very gracious, came up with two questions. And I think the two questions that we have are very poignant. But before I get into all of that, I want to have people introduce themselves, and then we can kind of go and get started, okay? So my name is David Jackson. I'm the chair of the membership committee. And to my left?
Foster Brown, board of directors.
Preston Moses, president of Alameda County Chapter, also a member of Bayview Chapter.
Thank you, Preston. I'm going to come over here to...
Artis Basin, Glendale Burbank Chapter President and Vice Chair of the Membership Committee.
Kevin Berkery, Glendale Burbank Chapter.
Vita Zobley, San Francisco Chapter.
Becky Bell, San Francisco Chapter.
Patty Davis, delegate from San Diego.
Where are you? Okay. I'm Irene Nunez, ABIB from San Bernardino.
I'm Pam Pology from the San Gabriel Valley Chapter. I'm the treasurer. Thank you.
Deborah Thompson, president of the Capital Chapter.
Hey, all right.
Anthony Signorillo, Glendale Burbank Chapter.
Melissa Hudson, Greater Los Angeles Chapter.
David Hoffman, Silicon Valley Chapter.
Again, thank you all for coming to this important breakfast. I think what we'll do is we're going to have the food served, but I want you to, we have these two questions. And so I think what I'd like to have happen is if while you're getting served, and eating your breakfast, I want to start with this first question. And these two questions have to do with how we can help one another and how we can help chapters. So with the people at your table, the first question is, in what ways can your chapter help other chapters in the area? So while... Let me read that again. In what ways can your chapter help other chapters in the area? That's that first question. So while you're getting your coffee and while you're eating, think about that first question and talk among yourself. And in maybe about 10 or so, maybe 15 minutes, we'll come back. And I want to see what you guys have come up with. And then we'll move on to the second question. Thank you. I was thinking, we've had some time, so I'm curious, and I hope that the first question is enough to start the talking. I think that what I want to do is I want to start with this table right over to my right here. And I'm just going to pass the microphone, and either one or all of you at this table, and this goes for all of the tables, can talk about what kinds of things a chapter can do to help another chapter in the area. So who at this table would be willing to talk about that? Is there somebody here who could talk? Okay. And you are again?
I'm Deborah.
Okay, Deborah. Thank you.
Okay, our table was discussing it, and we came up with ideas, especially if there's multiple chapters, like in a county area, getting together, doing your fundraisers together, deciding all the details about who would split and how what the split would be, but just for public relations being seen as a cohesive unit, working together was one of the ideas we came up here. And it would make it fun for the members, and it would, people would know who's where and what chapters meet where on an individual basis. And if somebody comes by that sees you that has nothing to do with either chapter and would be interested, then they could find a chapter that's close to their area and still be involved in the activities. That was one that we came up with. Melissa, did you want to tell about some of this?
Hi, it's Melissa Hudson with the Greater LA Chapter. Yeah, we were especially talking about in, LA County or where the counties are big, that sometimes I think we need to get over the, it's the LA Chapter and that's the Glendale Burbank and that's the San Gabriel and over there, we're all CCB. And at the end of the day, we're all having the same, cause and goal. And so it's not about, my chapter's fundraiser, because sometimes, and we're also talking about membership and getting, the word out, but, I can't afford to go to every chapter's fundraisers and events that they have or have that sort of time. So I think if we can, combine efforts and make it bigger and reach out to a larger, crowd on a, on a one-time kind of basis, and I think we'll have a bigger push, and really it's CCB, and it's not, we all have our individual chapters, but we really need to think outside of our own chapters and go and reach out to that. And I think we were also talking about, we were talking about joint, now I'm like getting confused because we were, anything else, guys?
There you go.
Okay. And another idea we have, and we're doing it in my chapter, is we're developing a survey to see what the chapter members are interested in, what activities they would want to participate in, alongside or conjunctive with the actual monthly meeting. And so when that comes available, I'm going to talk to Donna and show her what we've developed and see if it's an idea to pass around.
So what about isolated chapters?
Zero. Okay. Another idea was... talking with those who kind of have drifted away and see what the reasons are that they've drifted away. And in other words, where the support of the chapter has begun to dwindle. And that was an idea that we discussed as well. David, do you have something? Okay. Do you want to? One more time?
And this is Melissa again. And just maybe chapters that are quote-unquote isolated or it's difficult to get to, and that's why they can't maybe reach out to other chapters, because Deborah was saying, like, here in Sacramento, it's the only one, and there's not really much around to joint efforts. But maybe other organizations, blindness-related organizations that we can, join forces with, and maybe not necessarily a fundraiser or something, but have some T-shirts, and again, we're all sort of the same common goal on enhancing, improving the lives of the blind and visually impaired, and maybe, get some members that way. So reach out to other organizations that, outside of CCB as well, if the chapter's kind of in a geographical area that's hard to get to, and try to do some joint efforts that way and get members that way. That's it for this table.
Thank you so much. Well, that was really good. I want to hear more ideas, and especially about chapters who are isolated and perhaps are not able to reach out. What we want to do is we want to, of course, help all the chapters, but I want to see involvement with these chapters that are perhaps not able to participate as well as they could. I'm going to come over to this table, and let's see what kind of ideas that we've been coming up with. So I'm going to come on over here. Preston?
Right. Thank you, David. I am president of the Alameda County chapter. I also, as I mentioned, a member of Bayview as well. Now, I guess the best way I could say is that what we, in the past, when the Alameda chapter was larger and had more people, we have 15 members now. And
15.
That's correct. And we are having a sort of a, I guess the best way I could say it is we're just getting things to be done. It's just kind of just kind of hard right now. And but for years, our chapter had Reno trips to raise money, and other chapters were invited, such as Silicon Chapter, for example, San Francisco, exactly. And then we would do like the Reno trips. We had at Christmas time, we would have a Christmas party at the East Bay Center, which is where we still meet. Now, incidentally, Baby Chapter now meets there. And we are doing, since I'm a member of both chapters, we are having lasagna dinner on October 8th, and we're having a Christmas party at a restaurant in Hayward in December. And our Baby Chapter does have seems to always plan very well in terms of what they're going to do for the whole year. So, when you have a small chapter that you're trying to get to keep things together, it makes it a little bit. We're trying to get new members in. I mean, we're trying to plan a thing in July this year for a pizza type of fundraiser, but we only have one more meeting that we have available to in terms of the 14th of June, which is when we meet. We meet the second Saturday of every month, and we're trying to figure out how to get that going. And we got a suggestion from a lady who, Sandra Fancher, was at San Francisco chapter, that we have the pizza donated. And then maybe have salads and things like that donated, and then maybe charge, say, like they do. Their chapter's done some really nice thing, like charging, say, for the $10 for the and then the pizza and the salads would be donated, and that way you don't have to put out as much money to have all these pizzas and to buy all these pizzas and that kind of stuff. And then invite the other chapters, and you can make some money that way. So that's just kind of an idea of where.
Our problem is
Thank you, Preston.
People, there's a lot of people that's over 65 and even over 70, and quite a few of our members have died. So this chapter has gotten a lot smaller since it was in the 80s. And that's another difficult problem to get new membership, the more people you have. And I have no idea if this mic is working. To do all this wonderful stuff, you need more people too.
So it sounds like some chapters are, the issue may be age attrition and issues revolving around perhaps money, and that's an important factor. But I think the idea, I like the idea of an example perhaps being set by one chapter and another chapter who that chapter is reaching out to. That chapter could see that and work with that other chapter. And I think that's a good idea. I think if there are chapters within the organization that can set an example for some chapters that are having issues, I think that's a good way to foster a relationship wherein chapters can work together and provide support for one another. Did you have an idea? Did you have any? Okay. So. Okay. Go ahead, Katrina.
I was trying to find a fundraiser that would be easy for us. We wouldn't have to work very hard for. We happen to have one going on right. If you go by the Tupperware table at the in the exhibit room, there should be a very, very enthusiastic lady who sells Tupperware, and she wanted to help us. She's really excited about helping us out. So I hope any of you would come by and take a look at what they have. They have catalogs, and they have special items going on right now, too, special prices on certain things. The one thing I'm excited about is a coffee mug, which if you do it all right, it won't leak. You can tip it over and lay it down on its side, it won't leak. I don't think there's another coffee mug that works that well. Anyway, that was the idea I wanted to follow up on. And that's why I'm here this time, to help make sure this gets done. Okay.
Thank you, Katrina. Okay. Okay, so I'm coming over to this table. Okay. And here we go.
There we go.
Our table had lots of ideas. One was sharing speakers with other chapters in the area so the other chapters could use a good speaker that you have to draw people in. Sharing fundraising ideas, which was said by somebody else. The other thought was maybe combining chapters if you have chapters that are really close, or making sure that they're at a different time states, like, you know, if there's one during the day, make the other one in the evening or weekend, so you get different people that are interested in those. One thing I just thought about was the fact that we a lot of times meet people on paratransit rides, and sometimes we ask, and then we find out, well, they're not in our area. Well, we need to remember the other areas and say, well, hey, there's a chapter near you that, you know, you could attend. You should, you know, give me your name, and I can pass it on to that, you know, president or whatever. That might be a way to help another chapter as well.
Hi, this is Vita from the San Francisco chapter. One of the things we talked about that was really important was bringing in young people. And the ways we talk about that is the types of speakers that you get. People who will speak on technology or something in your area that relates or assists young people. Or trying to get some of your meetings to actually be on a campus. A good way to bring in young people. And then the other thing we just brought up is that a lot of times people have ideas about fundraisers, but because there's such a resistance to change or doing something new or different, or, you know, that the ideas are kind of thrown out, and we talked about the fact that it's important to at least try something once. If it doesn't work, well, you've learned from it. But you haven't lost. I mean, if you've learned, you haven't lost anything.
David, I think
Okay. So to follow up on that, so speakers are, I think, important. I know that chapters do internal things like legislative reports, and they do fundraisers. But I like the idea of speakers coming in to speak. Let me rephrase that. I like a dynamic speaker to come in and speak on things such as maybe ADA issues, employment issues. I would think that those would be things that chapters, all other chapters, and perhaps by having an individual who does come in and talk about employment, that's a huge hot topic, and I think that that would be a for chapters to consider. Are there any other ideas to on this first question? I mean, we can discuss this a little more. The second question is sort of around the same kind of idea. And again, we can spend a little time each individual table can spend some time with this question, and then we can come back and put this out on the floor, what your ideas are. But it's about how affiliates can help other chapters. Is that right, Curtis?
How local chapters can help special interests.
Right, right. Thank you. So with that, let's kind of think about that, and then in about 10 minutes we can come back and share those ideas, okay? All right, we've had a little bit of time to discuss this second question, so I'm curious as to what folks have come up with. So I'm going to come over to this table here, and we'll start with whoever wants. Right here. It's Artis again. All right.
Well, I just took it from you because you were standing there.
Anybody else want to talk
about that?
No.
Okay, as far as getting special interest, one of the things we mentioned is trying to have somebody from your chapter that's part of a special interest group to tell the chapter about it, and so that they know what's involved. Sometimes you might be able to get people to join CCB through a special interest affiliate where they might not want to go to monthly meetings. So you can keep that in mind when you meet people. We also got off that exact topic, and we're talking about getting involved with other local groups in the community that might be in the community, like, you know, Chamber of Commerce or other disability groups, ADA groups, you know, just trying to get people out and about a little bit more, because the more of your members that are out and about, the more people are going to see you, and then they'll think of you when they see another blind person.
Hi, this is Pam Polgy from the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and this is a little bit off topic also, but it is helpful to expose our organization to people. And what I was mentioning is that, you know, when chapters are able to sell candy, and I know not everyone can, but if a chapter is able to sell like See's candy bars or things like that, when you go to sell candy to the public, you know, of course they're real anxious to buy, but they also want to know, where is our money going? So, you know, we talk about that the money goes to scholarships for blind students, or it goes to help out the legislative issues that we're trying to deal with. It educates them, and a lot of times they want to become involved. Well, I want to help your organization. What can we do? And so I'll tell them, well, we're having our pizza fundraiser in February, and we get all our pizza donated from a restaurant near my house, so we don't have any expenses. And the last time we had one, we made over $1,600, and it was all free and clear. So, and people came and helped serve and brought things, you know, sodas and things, and it really helps the public can know what we're about, and they a lot of times want to put in their time and their efforts. Thank you.
I just had a quick. I wanted to ask. So you did this fundraiser. What was the conclusion? Were you made more aware, or was your chapter, did people become more aware of your chapter, is I guess what I'm getting at. Did they become more aware of who you were and what you were doing, and were they willing to come back and
This is like our 23rd annual. So, I mean, we've been doing it a long time, and we do have repeat visitors and repeat helpers that come in and donate their time and help the blind people eat it and serve them. And we get new people helping every year, and then we get some of the same repeat people. And you know, I find that chapters will call and say, when is your fundraiser going to be this time? You know, everybody, it's kind of like an annual tradition, you know. And so and it really helps people to get to know people from other chapters who come and visit us. So it's it really is a real nice endeavor, you know.
Sure. I don't think that was very much off topic. I think that's probably very...
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that what we're trying to do here, folks, is we're trying to find out ways in which we can help one another to stay in the organization as best we can. And I want to see that happen. So that was fine.
No, the previous song, finances,
okay.
Is a lot of it, and I think a lot of it is because there's two conventions a year, and it's awfully costly for small groups, for small small chapters to afford. Well, if you're a fairly big one, then you don't have that problem. But if you're a small one, less than ten members, or just 10 members or so, then you're not going to, you know. And I mean, even 20 members, it's hard to. Raise money. You have to raise so darn much money to go to two conventions a year. It's really costly.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak at this table? Okay.
Two quick things. One thing about the affiliates is when someone speaks about an affiliate, be sure that they talk about the time involved, because I think some people don't realize that you can just be a member of an affiliate. You don't need to do a lot. And then there are people who actually want to be part of the board, and they actually want to contribute quite a bit. So just to say that, just so people are clear about that, you don't, when you're part of an affiliate, it's not that you, yeah, I mean, it's encouraged to do as much as you can, but it's better not to turn people away. And then the second thing we mentioned was to go to local fairs in your area, to have a table at a local fair. You just open yourself up to, you know, meeting a lot of the public.
I got you. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I like the idea of just going to a local fair in the neighborhood and or in your city or your community, and just setting up a table and availing yourself to the public and letting them know that, yes, we do exist and we do serve a purpose and we do want to be noticed and we do want to be recognized as a group that does do things for the blind, visually impaired.
Now that's one area where chapters could work together. Like, for example, in Los Angeles, you know, some of their fairs are like at the convention center, you could get members from different chapters to tend to handle the booth. I know Actually, Donna and I and a couple other members did help at a fair for, it was an art fair, and they actually had a booth for people with visual impairment, and so we got some members that worked at that booth. But there's also the Braille Institute. I don't know about up north, but in Southern California, the Braille Institute sometimes has, once a year, has a day where they let organizations come in and have a table. And we've done that where we've had members from different chapters there to share with the clients at the Braille Institute, because a lot of those are just recently visually impaired, and so they aren't as much aware of the organizations.
Those are great ideas. Those are really good. I think there is a great deal of information that's being put out here at this breakfast. I hope that when you all go home, you'll share this with your chapters. And when you do that, make it grow. And you keep cultivating these ideas, because I think with those, with these ideas that we're coming up with, they'll be, not only will they sustain your chapter, but they'll start sustaining the organization as a whole. I'm going to come back to this table over here, because we had some good ideas over here, and I wanted to start with Foster here. Here you go, Foster.
A couple of things that I was, I'm going to start to expound on what you guys were talking about over there. When you do community events, and this is what I did when I was in Riverside, if you call the executive office, they'll send you out literature. So then when you go to community events, you have literature to present to people. And, you know, a lot of times you'll catch people that aren't blind, but they'll have a family member that's, say, struggling with diabetes and is starting to lose their vision. You know, so that's an excellent way to get the information out there, because a lot of people do not know about CCB. I didn't find out about CCB until I was in my mid-30s, you know, and, you know, it had been around for years, but I had no idea that they were in existence. Another thing, too, is going back to the special interest affiliates. A good thing, as I was talking over here, for example, I'm actually here representing AMC as their delegate this convention. Well, a lot of people don't know about AMC, and one of the things that could be done is you could coordinate with us, and we could come and speak at your, you know, local meeting to tell you what we're all about and whatnot. And you can also do that with the other special interest affiliates, such as Association for Multicultural Concerns. So, you know, which our purpose is, you know, in America, I heard a long time ago, a professor referred to America not as a melting pot, but as a salad bowl. And in a salad bowl, you have all these different vegetables and whatnot. Each one of those vegetables, you can taste it, right? It has its own flavor. You're right, you're supposed to, exactly. But then, you know, we're all still one, you know. And I didn't add at this part to it, but that's kind of like where the salad dressing makes us one, you know, because we're able to communicate with each other and you know, come to ground. So, you know, you can have AMC come speak on issues like that, because, honestly, there's different issues that we deal in the Latino community, the Asian community, the Jewish community. Within those communities right there, you have, you know, and even within, you know, you have Anglo-Saxons, and you have different people from Irish, you have, you know, British, people of British origin. So everybody does have slightly different issues, even though we're all unified, because we live in this wonderful country where there's great opportunity for everybody. So we have those different issues along with blindness on top of that. And different cultures deal with disabilities differently. You know, in some cultures, it's a disgrace if you're blind or have some other physical impairment, you know. So that, those are things that people need to be made aware, you know, made aware of. And just as David had mentioned, was about like CCLV, you know, have someone come to your local affiliate. What's that one mean? Citizens. So, you know, and then you have what, the Braille Revival League. You have the Guide Dog users. You can have all these special interest affiliates come speak at your local, chapters, and people like, wow, I didn't know that about guide dogs. You know, I'm like, I want to get a guide dog now, you know. So, and that helps. Also, it helps build membership within the local chapter, and it also helps build membership within the special interest affiliates, and helps get CCBs out there and make people more knowledgeable and hopefully more understanding of the issues that we deal with. Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, because isn't there a women's special interest affiliate within CCB? All right. And even also like with ACB, they even have a gay lesbian group. So you know there's different types of issues within each there's different special interests that you can get involved in, and if you see a need for one, by all means, try to get something together, pull something together, and start one.
I wanted to make a clarification. Somebody was asking about CCLVI. It's California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. That's CCLVI.
Somebody said yesterday that was
a
Citizens with No Vision.
Good Lord. So, okay. Moving along. I'm going to have this table now.
Okay. Melissa, there you go. Thank you.
Hi, it's Melissa again. So our table, we had a nice talk, and just piggybacking on everybody else, is having someone from the special interest group talk about it, you know, be very passionate about it to get the interest up. We were also talking about maybe, you know, different events that people could go to, and again, like Artis was saying, and you could do a joint thing. My big thing is PR, and that's why, you know, a lot of people don't even know about CCB or becoming a member and stuff like that. So we were talking about having someone speak, and then we might, maybe not all of us know someone who blogs, but blogging is huge nowadays, and blogging is online where it's like a journal and people are talking about different things, and the readership is huge. And there you go, you're reaching the younger population. And have somebody, you know, do a little blog about CCB or special interest or when they came and talked. And then, you know, there you go, again, you're outreaching and getting more PR for the special interest plus the chapters about the different events, or, you know, there's the Braille Challenge, and you can have someone from the Braille Revival League there, and, you know, CCB, and somebody can, you know, blog about it or do some PR and, you know, get PR for all of us. So.
PR is certainly a huge issue for our organization, and I think it would be beneficial, perhaps, if somebody could go to the local chapter and speak to the chapter about, I think that would be very important.
Oh, yeah, methods and things like that to use. Yeah. Another thing that we were talking about is if you have members in your actual group who are members of other affiliates, have those members give speeches or find out what their events are doing, and maybe they can help you in something, or you can help them. For example, we have some Randolph Shepherd vendors. So when they're having an activity, well, it's Capital Day, the Randolph Shepherd people provided all the lunches. And so what our chapter has done is when sometimes our local Randolph Shepherd group is doing something like for students or for children, they will provide lunches. And so we help subsidize those lunches. You know, things like that. And they know who did it, and they get the little, you know, the little note in the program or whatever it is. It's publicity. And you're helping somebody. And I'm always of the opinion that if you're helping somebody, you don't feel like you need help as much. It's an empowering kind of feeling.
The perils of using initials. CCB doesn't only stand for the California Council of the Blind. It also stands for the Council of Catholic Bishops. That's also known as CCB. And then the FCC is known as Federal Communications Commission, but it's also the same initials for Fremont Community Church. So please say what initials you're using, what they mean. Yeah. Anything goes to everybody.
That's what we talked about earlier. Well, I would think that those two are not affiliates of any organization, so we're not going to worry about that. But I appreciate that. That's correct. Well, yeah, that's right. 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 This might be a little off topic, but I have a question. It seems as though the culture is going towards more of this, where where we are on the computer and we're doing this interface with Facebook and LinkedIn and all of these computer where we're all involving one another. I'm kind of wondering, I think CCB is trying to get there with the Facebook page. How could that work with our membership? I mean, where could we go with that? That's just off the top of my head. So, I'm sorry.
Ask a student in your chapter to do a Facebook page for your chapter or other online things like Twitter or whatever, because the students are the ones that are really into it the most, and that would be a way to involve them in your chapter.
Can you guys hear her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is just definitely it. Free PR, free marketing, getting the word out. If you guys weren't at the second general session, I was saying the average Facebook user has 150 friends. So if you send something out, I know it's difficult and we're working on getting Facebook, you know, fully accessible. But I have 150 friends. I send them like the Mustard page or like CCB. They're going to send it suggest to their friends. You know, can you imagine the ripple effect that's going to? Yeah. And then you send a little announcement. Oh, hey, you know, the so-and-so chapter is doing this. Send that out. You know, Twitter, I know it's difficult. Hashtag. I mean, it is such a new thing, and we need to write that way.
I'm sorry, Missy.
PR, free marketing that we can get out there. We get the word out.
Something along the same line is not exactly on outreach, but the San Gabriel Valley chapter is a pilot chapter that is, now I don't have a computer, you guys, so forgive me if I don't do this right, but they have the listserv, the San Gabriel Valley chapter listserv, and so the ones who are technology oriented, unlike me, get on there and exchange ideas or send out things having to do with other chapters or having to do with other blindness events or anything like that, and so probably, I would imagine, if the pilot goes well, it's going to be rolled up to chapters, and it's another way of outreaching not only to the sighted people, but to other blindness groups, other blindness chapters, and CCB chapters, to let know what's going on and to brainstorm with ideas too.
Sorry, the blind meeting blind.
Why are you reaching for the blind?
Yes.
Who,
Vita?
Oh, yeah, I do that.
I just wanted to say that now, yes, the average Facebook user has 150 friends, but your average Facebook user is probably under 30 or, you know, young, let's put it that way. So what I found really works is email. Practically everyone has an email address, even if they never go on Facebook or Twitter or almost everyone has email. So if there's some, if you connect people through email in your chapter, that helps a lot. We've done that, and I think it's made a big difference for us.
Yeah. We're passing it down. I don't know. Oh, we're here.
Okay, thank you. This is Irene. I've been dissuaded from several... Okay, I'm Irene, and I've been dissuaded from using Facebook or Twitter because all my family and friends says, you wouldn't be able to do it. So it's really good to know that the CCB is getting involved with the social network. I live with a male roommate, and he's always telling me about his Facebook and how to do it, but even one of my instructors on the computer said you really don't have any use for that. So to get to know other people, yeah, it is a shame. And so I really appreciate your idea, Vita, about the about emails, because I do emails, and I belong to another organization, not blind. So I think that would be one way to get the word out that way. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, if you have your ticket, please get it out. One last thing, and then we're going to have to get going here. Go ahead.
Since most of us are blind or visually impaired, Facebook offers Facebook, Twitter, but especially more so Facebook, because Twitter is more just you just text anyway that you're typing in. But for Facebook users, the regular Facebook page is not blind friendly, but If you type in m.facebook.com, that's a Facebook page, and you can even use that on a regular computer, and then you can keep up with all your friends and all the pages that you like. So you can use Facebook without having to go to the regular page. Right. Yeah, it doesn't give you all the options, but at least you can keep track of the comments that people add and even events, because you can even check your events. Because, for example, the young lady that was talking about PR, Melissa Hudson, that she was talking about. Another great thing about Facebook is when you set up an event, you can invite all your friends to it, and they can RSVP whether they're using a regular Facebook site or if they're using the mobile Facebook site. And the mobile Facebook site is easy to use. It is easy to use, and you can keep track and keep up that way and still be in the...
I wish we had more time because I think I opened up a box here and everybody wants to talk about it, and I'm really appreciative of that. That may be. That's a great idea. I want to thank everybody for who is here. The ideas have been really good. When you leave today, I think you're going to leave with some good energy. I think the last part was very good. When you go back to your chapters, express some of the ideas that we talked about today at this breakfast. And I think when you do that, you're going to elicit a conversation. And I hope that conversation is going to be fruitful. And I think both questions are extremely important. And I think we had a lot of good ideas. So go back and talk to your chapters, get involved, and see what happens. And I think when you do that, not only will you generate more knowledge between the chapter or chapters that you're going to get involved with, because you're going to help those other chapters and those chapters are going to help you, but you're also going to let the community know about who you are as well. The idea of setting up a table at a fair and announcing, here we are. I think that's a great idea. I think having a special interest group come to a local chapter and speak about an issue, that's a great idea too. So I won't say much more. My name is David Jackson, and you all know who I am. I'm a board of director member. You can reach me. My email is out on the connection, I believe. If you can't, you can always call Donna, and if you want to talk to me, she'll, forward that information, or the office will forward that information. So if there's something you want to talk about that you feel that's really important that the membership committee should know about, please let me know, and don't wait until the next time we meet, okay? Because this is really important. I feel very strongly about this organization. I feel very strongly about the chapters that populate this organization. And I want to make sure that we go on for a long time. And the way that that's going to happen is that the chapters are strong and sustainable. So that's my philosophy. I hope you guys embrace that. And if, like I say, if there's stuff that you want to get in touch with me and talk to me about, I'm available. So anyway, what did you, Artis?
Comment that we're trying to find members. We're trying to find members for our membership committee. I'm the vice chair, and so if anybody's really interested in being part of helping us work with chapters on membership initiatives, please contact David or myself, and we will be glad to hear from you.
Yes, indeed, we would be very glad to hear from you.
Don't forget to sign up with Lily
to get
your testimonials
and your today. Thank you, Melissa. Again, I want to thank you so much, folks. Thanks again. And hopefully we'll meet again next time, and you guys will have a great report. Thank you.